Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, if you do, you're damned. And if you don't, you just didn't care enough. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Chris Alvarado. Chris, who shall never be dissed. What's your favorite film of 2019? Did you have a fave?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's 1917.
That's correct.
Wait, is that 2019?
That came out 2020.
That came out 2020.
Shit.
It definitely came out in 2019 because it was nominated for an Oscar.
So okay. Go.
My bad.
Fuck yourself.
Sorry.
What's your favorite film of 1917?
2020.
Yes, that is also correct.
Yes.
Look down there. In fact, it's Craig Kukowski. Kakao. Hi. I'm a TV network suit. Pitch me Hogan's Heroes.
Oh. Okay. Nazis.
Yep. Wait.
No, let's start with Nazis. Concentration. No, it's not a concentration camp. It's a prison of war camp.
All right.
But the Nazis are funny. Funny Nazis.
Wait. Are there Jews there?
Funny Nazis. And I've got a guy. He puts people on tape. He shoots a lot of home video of sick sex acts.
On the show?
No, not on the show, but you should know who you're hiring.
And scene. Thank you. Hey and yay, she's back, Vanessa Ragland.
Woo! Oh, hey.
Vanish, name a cat, a mouse, and a favorite pair of shoes.
Jenny, Frank, yellow.
Yellow are your favorite pair of shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cut the trees, it's James Heaney. J.J. Heen III, the location, please, where you first attempted to lose your virginity.
Oh my God.
Just a location.
Do you want the truth or do you want, it was a movie theater.
I can't handle the truth, first of all.
It was, you know what? You really want the truth? I don't want to say the truth.
And
fuck, I don't usually say the truth on that. I should have just kept my mouth shut.
Well, I said attempted.
A bedroom.
Okay. Movie theater. God. Was it an employee?
Oh, no, okay. No. Right. It was.
Because I think we have some chargers to bring up.
A little humpy James in the theater.
Humpy Jip.
Well,
was anyone else there?
I mean, not at the moment we were attempting. It was just an attempt.
Now, when you say
I was underage. I shouldn't have been doing anything with anyone.
It's not illegal to have sex underage.
Yeah, it is.
If depending.
What?
Let's look up the laws.
I mean, I think that if you're underage, you're not allowed to be having sex, period, right?
What state?
Illinois.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, that's definitely...
Is that not the truth?
I mean, no. It's statutory rape on you.
Hold on.
She was older than me.
How much?
1 year.
How old
were you?
I was a freshman and she was a sophomore.
Okay, 14. So it's fine.
15. James, I'm is so that disappointed. Fine?
Well, I mean, I was a rough kid. I think we should move on.
No.
Sorry. It's not, first of all, there's nothing rough about it. It's not being a rough kid because
well,
you want to have
know.
Sex.
Well, yeah,
I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, if you want to have sex, if you're both under 18 and consenting, it's not illegal. But I think it's funny that
it's just a little bit more difficult to do in a bedroom than it is in the dark.
It's more difficult in a bedroom.
It's more difficult in a bedroom. I am increasingly more uncomfortable.
Because in a bedroom, you're lying down all the way?
Well, because there's parents at the house and you're underage and it's illegal.
It's better with strangers. In a seat.
At a theater.
Wait, did you go to a matinee of
what
Mr.
The
Saturday Night?
What Nobody was the movie?
It was either Sergeant Bilko or it was Down Periscope. I don't remember
one
specifically.
Of those, I fucked a Down Periscope.
Wait, that's illegal.
Okay, next question.
No, I think we're just
we're good
scratching
now,
the... And last, but may a cuddly puppy make poop in your teacup if you think him leaves, it's Joey Greer. Joe LaWars, why can't you just leave it alone?
You know why? Because it keeps on looking at me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit for that.
So you're going to take it to a movie theater.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to leave it there with James.
All right, let's do a damn show. As always, a special thanks to all of our Patreon VIP members, those of you who want to be a part of our super fan group and enjoy extra bonus content and whatnots. Go to patreon.com/alchemythis. Almost all of our scene suggestions today are gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yourname@alchemythis.com. That's
yourname@alchemythis.com.
I'm not sure it's helpful.
That goes well.
Scene number one comes from Rebecca, who wrote, "Hello, my name is Bex, short for Rebecca, but three syllables... What? Short for Rebecca, but three syllables just take too long to say. One syllable is so much easier." Okay, thanks for explaining. Anyway, I absolutely love the show and often try and fail to stockpile episodes so I can binge, but I can never make myself not listen, and I cave every Tuesday and Thursday. So she tries to log bank episodes, but fails. That's pretty sweet. Scene suggestion.
You got it.
And I finally worked out the math. An aspiring taxidermist gets a job working at a zoo in order to acquire exotic mediums to perfect his skill. His or her coworkers start to become suspicious when animals begin to go missing. Thank you for brightening my week, Bex.
Yeah, I understand that this is an enclosure for apes, but I thought there'd be more of a variety, okay?
A variety of primates?
Yeah, whatever the hell they're called, okay?
Primates.
Look, primates. My boy, I brought my son over here to look at some of these
primates. Did you want to see baboons?
Yes, I want to see baboons.
Chimpanzees?
Yes. I want to see gorillas.
Gorillas?
All of them, all right? I want to see the entire rainbow, all right? And apparently you can't...
I want to go home.
No, hold on a second, okay?
I don't want to watch these anymore.
Do we have a problem here, little ranger?
It's just that these chimps are boring. I just want to go home and play video games.
Oh, no, the chimps are boring. Oh, no, he wants to play video games. You're at the zoo. It's the best place in the world.
I want to go, Dad.
No, no, listen to this stranger.
I'm not a stranger. I'm the head zookeep.
Oh, you're the head zookeep. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay. Brandon,
was there a problem with Randall over here?
A little bit.
I wasn't getting a lot of progress here.
Don't blame the guests, Randall.
I don't blame the guests, Randall.
I believe it was the Randall's son who was the issue.
Oh, now you're going to blame my boy?
I'm just saying.
You're going to blame my boy.
He's a prick.
Look at this. Oh, what? He's a prick? Excuse me.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to sue this establishment unless you put my son in the primate cage.
What?
Pardon?
I want a VIP treatment. I want my boy in the primate cage now.
You know, we can do a really fun VIP tour. You can go behind the penguin cave.
I don't give a shit about penguins, okay?
I can't put your son in the primate cave.
Why not?
Dolly, I say we give the kid what he wants.
There's a wench right there, huh? Just
as
lower him in.
Zoo keep?
No.
I can't. Do it.
Well, I'm a guest.
Rip his jaw off and beat him to death with it.
Well, but, then, you know what?
Daddy, I want to go home.
Hold on a second.
But this sounds exciting. He's getting excited. Dolly, I think if you look the other way, I could facilitate this gentleman's needs.
Huh? I can't even have heard you say that.
True.
Hey, Jake. Man, we have another missing lizard.
What?
I can't figure it out, and I don't want to tell Dolly. And it's not just a lizard. I mean, she doesn't know about the ostrich from last week.
I don't want to tell Dolly because I can't really understand her accent.
Me either. Still.
We've lost five lizards in the last month.
It doesn't make any sense. And I'm doing the math. Is there some kind of bird of prey coming down and picking them up? But
right. We have raptors, but their wings are clipped.
Their wings are clipped.
And they're in the aviary.
Yeah, right. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, Diddle Diddle, Junior Zookeeps. How's it going in the break room?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Have you tried my Jungle Munch? No?
Jungle Munch?
Yeah.
No.
The Jungle Munch. It's on the counter.
Here? Oh.
It looks like droppings.
It does look like droppings.
I thought that was droppings.
No, it's Jungle Munch.
So, Dolly, I saw on the calendar you're doing the zoo count today. You're counting?
I'm doing the big zoo count. Going to start with the tallest bird with the funniest habits. Who am I talking about?
Emu?
Ostrich.
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 Ostrich. Right. Ostrich. Just like...
We've got four gorgeous big birds, don't we? I can't wait. I hope I frighten them so much they bury their heads.
Yep.
Yes.
Ostrich.
All right.
So this Jungle Munch is for anybody?
Jungle Munch is for any junior zookeeps. I've got to not go into it myself because my khakis are getting too tight.
Oh. quick question, Dolly.
Been hitting the munch too hard.
That seems inappropriate.
I think I'm good on the munch, actually. Okay. Like, I had a big breakfast. So.
Oh, no. You got plenty of room to fill out your khakis. Go for it.
I'm really trying to
Have a little munch.
Dolly, quick question. Do we have, are there cameras that are operational in
all? Quick answer, absolutely everywhere.
Okay, good.
We've got every inch of this zoo covered with, high-tech cameras.
Yeah, I got the whole system rigged up here. I mean, any camera anywhere in the entire zoo.
Can you be smoking in this video room?
Yeah, this equipment's high tech. You kind of smoke, pour water on it, no problem.
I see a monitor here. It says Iguana Palace.
Uh-huh. I can zoom in, zoom out. I can turn it off if I want. No, most of the time I turn off all these cameras, I just crash. You know what I mean?
As in you turn off the monitors or you turn off the actual recording devices?
There's one button. I press it. Night.
Oh. Can we see the monitor from the monitors?
Yeah. Hold on. Where is that? It's on a little...
We had two monitor lizards that went missing in the last month.
Hey, Tony, now's maybe a good time to tell them about the special cameras they can pay extra to get.
Oh, yeah. I got...
We can put toilet cameras in.
Yeah, we can put cameras in our toilet. So if you want to watch us, I don't think we need that. If you want to watch us pee or poo, you totally can.
Well...
No.
I mean, no.
Are you sure?
I mean, we're looking for the security cameras security that monitor cameras. The animals. All right.
I'm just saying. Like,
you could knock, knock.
Oh, hello.
Hey,
darling.
Quick cue for you. Uh-huh. You're a rugged guy. First, you want some Jungle Munch?
Hell yeah.
All right, here you go. Take it. Two handfuls. Put it where the sun don't shine. Your mouth. Can you turn off the cameras in the primate area? No reason.
Not even on.
Perfect.
All right.
Toodle.
Bye, Dolly.
I should probably clarify to him. Toilet cameras I was talking about was furry animals. They're not, we would never do the people toilet.
Okay. Yeah, but because, I mean, we do offer for us.
You can watch the animals pee and poop.
Yeah. But like if we wanted
from underneath.
Right.
Gotcha. No, we understand it. But if we wanted to put one in like...
We've trained them all to use toilets, so...
Like Dolly Shower or something like that. Would that be an option?
No, what the hell are you talking about?
No, no. I'm just saying.
No.
Well, aren't you a really pretty little porcupine? You look like you might be a little old. What you say about coming home with me? Oh, come into my backpack. Get in here. Come on. Get in your backpack. Get in your backpack.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Huh? Me? I was just letting this porcupine out of my backpack.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I was restocking the zoo. I work here. Here's my badge.
Oh. Philip Green.
Yeah, it's me. That's why it's on my badge. And I was just letting this porcupine out of my backpack.
Can I see the photo again on your badge?
Okay, here.
Just, hold it up next to your own face.
Oh, next to my own face?
Yeah.
Are you sure my own face?
Did you have a hair color change?
Well, yeah, I colored my hair.
Right.
I shaved my beard.
And you went with a perm.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
It looks good, right?
Well, yes.
But nonetheless, I should really get out of the porcupine area.
Okay, so fast forward. Right, stop. So you said you can zoom in.
Yeah, so right here I had about like 2 chilaquiles. And I had like about a pint of coffee. So get ready for the show.
No, we're not.
We don't want to watch you pooping.
Oh, no.
What the hell video you want?
I was saying this monitor over here in the Iguana Palace.
Oh, good. All right, let me set that up.
Okay, so.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, shit, it's all my pooping videos.
Okay. But like you could probably, like, I wonder if there's one in Dolly's.
Hey, my man, we're not doing that.
I'm sorry.
All right? We're not doing that, all right?
I thought we were just boys talking about boy stuff.
Yeah, okay. I'm totally down with poop duck, right? Okay.
All that jungle mud, she's got to be pretty regular.
I'm not saying I want to see her poop. I'm saying, what if, you know.
Okay, here we go.
It's off the table. Right. It's off the table.
Now, okay. This one here, I had 2 DiGiorno's.
Okay.
All right, meat lovers, DiGiorno's.
Oh, God.
And I haven't had any water for a week. All right, let's see what happens.
Hold on. What's up? So you don't have the Iguana Palace?
Yeah. Oh, good. That's what you want. All right, let's see here. And from what week?
Let's do
the last couple weeks.
Yeah, last weeks.
Last couple weeks. What do you want me to do? Just let it go on. All right, fine. You know what? I'm going to do 2 weeks ago. Tuesday.
Wow, this is high tech
6
stuff.
p.m. And I'll make it rain. Okay.
No.
We don't need graphics.
It wasn't raining.
All right. Delete the rain app. All right. Here we go.
Wait a minute. That's the new maintenance guy.
Oh, yeah.
Philip Green. Philip Green, yeah.
Oh, this has audio.
A little bit.
Can you turn it up?
Yeah, it's just going to be louder squeaks. But okay.
Hold on. Can we slow that audio down?
Of course. You want me to enhance it?
Yeah.
All right. Let me zoom in on the audio. All right.
Come here, little iguana, get in my backpack.
Whoa.
Come on, iguana, get in my backpack.
Holy shit.
Come on.
Pause.
Come
holy shit. Is that how he sounds?
That's a bizarre voice.
That's such bizarre. A weird voice.
But we caught him. Now, do we bring this information to Dolly, or should we put a camera in her shower?
Okay, hold on. hold on. What's going on here? Is this guy stealing Lazard?
That's what it seems like.
Lizards.
And not just lizards, but a lot of things.
Do we have...
Dad! I don't want to go in here! I don't want to go down there!
You're fine, okay?
This Dad, I don't want to go down!
It's all right. So I'm just going to wench it alone? All right, fine. Okay, just Randall, just watch then. Jeez. Coming down. All right.
Okay, everybody. Back up. Stay away from here. Stay away. Listen, I don't want to be here any more than you guys don't want me to be here.
Randall.
You can talk.
Shh. Keep your voice down.
Keep my voice down. Okay. Just you and me. What do you want?
Did you bring any food?
Me? I don't have any food. I'm just a 10-year-old.
Do you have a phone?
You have a phone?
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of battery
Hold
power.
On. So
and I
you're a 10-year-old who carries a phone but no food?
Believe it or not, all kids have phones these days. How long have you guys been in jail?
Okay. We need to make a couple calls.
Oh, no. This is a track phone. I can't.
Take a picture of us.
Take a picture.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if you follow me this way, folks, the bonobo is the most highly sexual of primates.
Wow, look at that.
Well, they'll often resolve disputes via mutual masturbation.
Wow.
Look at that. There's a
person in there.
Okay, I think that's just one of the bonobos. They nearly look like people.
The one that looks like a person is taking a picture of those other ones doing a circle
Okay, I don't
jerk.
Have time to look in the enclosure. I've got to look at my tour group right now.
Well,
so.
it's taking a picture of the circle jerk.
Randall, hide.
Okay. Okay, I got good pictures of whatever you guys are doing.
Okay, now
show
us the pictures.
Right, I hope they were. I hope that they turned out because I covered my eyes.
All right, so we'll stop at McDonald's. I promise. All right, now how'd you like the enclosure?
You know what? It was really it was weird. It was weird, Dad.
What do you mean?
Luckily, I closed my eyes and didn't see anything. But the pictures that I took, I lost my phone. Well, I got my phone back.
Well, answer. Android.
I don't know if I should. Okay, hello.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean you don't know if
it's
you should?
It's too late. Hello?
Up, hang up that phone right now.
Click.
Why aren't you decisive?
Dad, I just. It's
did
been
I
a
raise you good
day.
Or not?
All I said is I didn't want to. You tell me what to do now.
No, you. Damn it, Randy. You pick up that phone if you want to. Okay. You do it with confidence.
Can I have a private phone call?
Of course.
Earmuffs, Dad.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
How did you guys get this? What are you calling from?
Send us those pictures.
Okay, I'll send them right now, but then I'm going to delete them all.
The pictures. Oh, God. I'm so hard.
Give him your email. Okay, send it to...
Tug on me!
Send it to
tug on me.
At...
Yeah.
Hotmail.
Hotmail.
No, I don't want to give him my Gmail one. This is my trash one.
Okay.
Hotmail.
Well, can I just guess that then your Gmail's the first part's the same and it's just Gmail at the end?
No.
Now, Dolly, I know that this family that's suing the zoo because of the kid being harassed by the bonobos is taking up most of your attention, but we do have Philip Green caught... blatantly on this camera stealing an iguana.
I don't have time for this right now. I'm being sued.
Okay, the zoo is being sued.
You know what? I am the zoo at the end
of the day. You're not the zoo.
Oh my God, I've been eating so much of this jungle monk.
I think you look great, Dolly.
My pants won't even buckle.
What is that? Oh yeah?
I have to wear my ranger shirt out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, oh my God, the stress of this.
It's like you want to take your pants off, huh?
Cliff, I'd love to take my pants off if it wasn't inappropriate. My thighs busting out.
Oh, Jake,
the stress of this mixed with my Jungle Monk recipe is honestly pushing me over the edge right now. And so what are you bringing to my attention?
Look,
Philip Glass?
No, Philip Glass is a minimalist composer.
I think he's overrated.
I don't want to get into it.
I could do what Philip Glass could do. I've done it on GarageBand.
I like Koyaanisqatsi, but let's...
Who doesn't like Koyaanisqatsi? But there's scores of other scores that are
Philip
underwhelming.
Philip Green is taxidermying porcupines and iguanas that he stole from the zoo. He's bringing them into the break room, rubbing
it
in
our
faces.
My breasts are sweating.
Oh, God.
Cliff, please don't.
I'm going to pass out.
I got to...
Yeah, can you pass the pasta?
Sure, here you go.
Thanks.
So, you like pasta?
Yeah, it's kind of the only thing they offer here, so.
Yeah, I see you eating a lot of it.
Yeah. You shaming me for eating this pasta? Okay.
Just curious why that's the only thing you eat here.
What's the hot thing here? So
the hot thing?
Yeah, there's not a lot of hot dishes here.
Have you had the bananas?
That's not hot. I'm not going to have a hot banana.
How about the yogurt?
I'm not going to have curdled milk. Thank
you. Can I get you guys any hot bananas to top you up?
Yes, please.
There's hot bananas. No, I'm fine. Thank you. You're the new guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. I'll just bring my lunch from now on.
Sure.
Okay.
This is an awkward... this is very awkward.
Do you see that guy over there? He keeps on bringing these animals out, like playing with them like they're like plastic dinosaurs. But
we got hired together.
I swear.
He's also new.
That guy.
That guy?
That guy's. Those are real animals, I swear to God.
Why do you swear to God?
Because I believe in Christ.
Okay. But
can I get you guys anything else?
Yeah. Can we get some more pasta, please?
How did you find out about us?
I was recommended through the zoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To come... down to the lunchroom. That's what
the
they said.
The zoo lunchroom.
Yeah, they said.
That's where I am.
If you want lunch, go to the
zoo
lunchroom.
That's where we all are.
Yep. Yeah. Dollywood.
Dolly, I know this is not as important, but I do have some complaints about the employee lunchroom.
Okay, I'm listening.
The employee lunchroom
is... I can't talk about food right now.
Okay.
I'm busting. busting out of all my clothes. My loafers seams are popping because popping.
Well, let's stop eating the munch, okay?
I can't stop eating the munch in the middle of all these crises. So, we've got a smuggler.
Okay, first of all,
guys, we have an issue.
Oh, no.
Right now, it's a code red. Philip Green is in the cage with the, but what are they, how are they, what are they called?
Bonobos.
Bonobos.
I thought those were socks.
Right, me too. Anyway, where'd you come from? Anyway, right now, and he's threatening to kill one live in front of all the people.
Oh, no.
And stuff it right here. We gotta go.
I'm gonna have to take my clothes off and run.
Holy shit. Oh my god, I can't believe this guy's gonna gut that monkey. Oh my god.
Everybody stand back. I'm gonna get this. This is my business. This is the art.
Hey. Give me your bonobo.
Put
that knife closest in my throat.
I'm gonna kill you.
Put that knife in my throat.
Choke me. I can only do one at a time. Two of you got to get back.
Oh my God.
Did we get that? Did we get that on videotape?
Yeah. So, I mean, right now, okay, I had 4 handfuls of sunflower seeds.
What?
And then I had about 2 pounds of soft oatmeal, and then I just
This is just another one of your poop videos.
Yeah, what are you asking for?
Dolly was running topless through the zoo.
Oh, my God,
did
she
you,
all right?
Or did you not get it? No, I'm not all right.
No, is she all right? What the hell's wrong with her? Why would she do that?
No, I just told you I am not all right.
Oh, all right. What's going on? Is everything okay at home?
No.
What's going on?
All right, I'm done talking to you.
What the hell?
I gotta go see this bloody mess.
Hey, Cliff.
All right, I'm gonna go to the cafeteria and get some cold pasta and hot bananas.
And that's scene one. Cold pasta, hot bananas, scene one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene 2 comes from a fan whose name was somehow misplaced in my process of copy and pasting emails into my prep work. My apologies. If you hear this and recognize your handiwork, please write to us again at yournamehere@alchemythis.com and so that I can give you a proper thank you. This fan wrote, "Good day, my friends. You are all fantastic, lovely people. I don't care what those other people say. You are all aces in my book. A scene suggestion for you all today is a legendary actor named The Heen wins another Academy Award, but soon realizes his entire world is collapsing all around him. Bon appetit and thanks."
And the Oscar goes to...
No, please.
Third time in the last 4 years, The Heen!
Oh, my God! Oh,
The Heen, great.
Okay.
This fucking guy again.
I want to make a speech. I've done my first three good ones, so this one I'm just going to improvise. I want to think... Well, let me think here. The first one, I thank God. I thank my mom,
why did he say,
family.
I want to make a speech? You know you get to make a speech.
You just speak.
Yeah, you get with a speech by winning the award.
Congratulations on the Oscar, honey.
Thanks, Mom. Can I put this one?
Hold on, honey.
Yeah?
Well, it was a funny thing about your captain's speech, wasn't it?
Well, I figured, I did.
Did you thank your mother?
I did the first three times.
Did you thank your mother?
Yes.
That fed you for 6 years of your life.
I know, and I thanked you three times.
So three times I'm going to thank you for ruining my body, taking my youth, walking away with half of my DNA. You're just tapping out after three thank yous.
You know, I regret it now. How can I make it up to you?
Give me my hair. We're going now.
Okay.
Give me my hair.
You know you don't have to put this hair on to go out with
me,
right?
I do, but Mr. Fancy Oscar doesn't want me to see with his bald-ass mother.
Oh, hey, it's the Heen picking up his dry cleaning. Yeah.
Give me one sec.
Jeans are up.
Wow.
It's that one right behind you.
Can't really
you.
Seem to find it right now.
No, it's the one with the paisley tie behind you.
See, because I can find the other articles of clothing where people are gracious enough to acknowledge the hard work we do.
Suits up!
In this establishment.
I don't even know your name.
Hey, is this the 5 minutes or less dry cleaner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just need a couple of suits.
Okay.
A couple of pairs of shorts.
Okay.
And, 10 shirts, lightly starched.
Great. It's my turn.
I got two short, two pants. Two short coming right there. Coming
there
right quick.
There you are, sir. There you are. You have a good
thank
day.
You.
Listen, I don't know your name. I know what you're getting at, and I am sorry that I forgot
to
thank
you. Oh, my God.
Are
you the Heen?
Yes, I am.
Would my God. Can I have you working with?
Sure.
You're so talented.
Thank you.
I enjoyed your last two pictures. Not the one before, but that's what it is.
Well, I'm trying to get better, and I guess that's in a good trajectory.
If you could sign it to my mother-in-law.
To your mother-in-law, not for you?
Gladys.
So she's the fan?
No, she's the one that wants your water grant.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I would like a selfie. Could we take a picture together?
Yeah. It's.
Can you leave the dry cleaner?
You're too busy now.
No. He just won't give me my clothes back. Maybe he'll take. Will you take this picture?
Yeah. Would you mind, Stumpy, taking a picture of me and the Heen?
Heen, baby, listen, I love everything you're doing, okay? Mm-hmm. It's me that's a problem, all right? But word on the street is you dissed a fan. You can't do that. You just won an Oscar. Now, look, the deal with DreamWorks is tanking, okay? Why? Your attitude. Not mine, okay?
My attitude.
Now, I'm doing everything I can to salvage this thing, but I'm not a plumber.
My shoes.
Could somebody get my mom some shoes out there?
Welcome to TMZ. All right, guys. So here's what we got. We got the He now. He's at the Americana in Glendale. It's like, okay. He's walking out of Levi's. Now watch this. I'm going to slow this down here. There's a little kid who wants a hug, and look at what he does right here.
Whoa.
Oh, dissed the kid.
He dissed the kid.
He hip-bumped him. He hip-checked him.
I'm going to rewind this again. Check this out. And...
Oh,
that's a hip check.
Now, I got a video of the little kid talking after the hip check. Let's take a look.
He used to be my hero.
That's so sad.
That is so sad.
Poor thing. We got another video of Kanye West. He's jumping in the water and he's trying to look for fish. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Wow, he got a lot.
Yeah, he got a lot.
Wow. Look, if it isn't the Heen. Welcome back to Jacoby's acting studio, where it all began for you.
I appreciate you
guys.
Chekhov
up.
Chekhov is up.
Oh, okay. Listen, I just need to kind of revamp my stuff. I feel like I lost my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Got some Academy Awards. Mm.
That's exactly the moment you begin to...
Can I get two Becketts?
Got it.
Coming up.
So maybe
you first accepted that first Academy Award, that is the moment when you begin to plummet as an artist.
Really?
Really.
How did I get the next two?
Because you sold out.
Oh.
Hey,
Watch this.
Larry, the class is ready.
Okay.
If you want to bring...
I do, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to bring you into a beginning acting class.
Are you
class.
Sure I can't go to intermediate or advanced?
You're not here to take the class. You're here to watch.
I can't even take the class?
I need you to watch one scene between two beginning actors and see if there's a couple things maybe you can pick up on, something that you need for your craft.
You want me to audit a beginner class?
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know the Heen.
Oh, wow.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Oscar winner.
Please. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
I don't really watch films or television.
That's my boy. That's my
But you're aware they exist.
Sure.
You're so pure, Leonard.
Okay, so speaking of which, Leonard and Sylvia, they're going to be doing a scene from Ionesco's Line.
Oh, my God, I'm not worthy.
Okay, so just go ahead and take it on.
Line.
Line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Line.
Mm-hmm.
Line.
Mm-hmm. Line.
Damn it, I can't do this anymore. This is driving me crazy. Cuckoo, cuckoo, bop.
This is driving me crazy.
Line.
Line.
Scene. Heen, what do you think?
Well, first of all, wow, commitment. That's mm-hmm. a lot of commitment. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with the piece, but I feel like the story's
It's from
obvious.
The theater.
I don't do a lot of theater stuff anymore.
We know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that offensive to you guys?
It's a bit offensive.
Well, I thought
maybe you need to get back to your roots, bro.
Do you guys think maybe I could...
My God. Never thought I'd see the Heen walk through these humble doors again. Here it is, Marquette County, Kentucky.
Did you think you'd see me again?
Holy
My mom's with me.
Claire Jean.
Well, hello.
My God, the years have not been kind to you.
Thank you very much.
But you still got those pretty eyes and that beautiful soul.
You still got that throat thing.
Yes, I do. It's a hole in my throat.
Yep. Well, it looks
I was
like
a smoker in my youth.
Well, you have any extra hair?
As a matter of fact, I do. Keep it in my shoe. There you go.
Thank you, honey. Go on, Heen. Fix it.
Now, what are you doing here?
He needs to find himself. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But honestly, my mom's never gotten along with anybody quite as well as you. You seem to like her a lot.
Hey, this is about you, not about me and
I
your mom.
I feel like you're my father.
I appreciate that.
And I never thanked you for anything. And I'm here to make things right. Thank you.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. I'm not entirely sure. This is kind of a surprise to my mom. Wanted to put her on the spot in this moment. Is the group? Where are we in this feeling journey that you're on, Dad?
Are you dad?
I am your father.
Oh, thank God. Wow, here we are at TMZ. We got some new footage of the Heen actually saving an old lady from falling into a well.
Wow.
Yeah, things are changing for the Heen.
Well, well, well. Wow.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
baby Jessica, baby Jessica. That's still funny.
So I guess things are going okay with the Heen.
Good. That's good.
Pants up, please. Pants up.
Pants up.
All right. Hey, Heen. Hey, how's it going, bud?
It's going good. I really need that paisley tie and the suit.
Bingo, bingo.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Socks. You're welcome. Socks up. And hey, these are on the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm on the up and up.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm looking for my socks.
What's up?
I put a socks in here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just shot both my arms off. Oh, my God. You shot both my arms off. Oh, my God.
Please let go of my hair. I jumped into this well for a reason.
No, you can. You,
oh,
your
my
life
God.
Is still
Are
worth
you the Heen?
Yeah. I'm going to pull you out of this well.
Oh.
It's worth living for. Come on out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Why did you grab me by the hair?
Well, it was the only thing I could get a good grip on.
Right.
And, well, it turned out well. You didn't lose it, and you're alive.
Fair enough, but I wasn't planning on living through the experience. You grabbed my hair.
You were trying to kill yourself?
Hey, lawyer boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say it so loud.
Wait. What?
I botched somebody's...
I was just in the field, but I overheard something pretty disturbing.
Hey, that's against the law.
You can't kill yourself.
I was just telling this young man.
Hey, kill that man!
Kill
this innocent woman!
That's an old woman! That's an old woman!
And the nominees for Best Actor are...
Come on.
Kanye West for Gone Fishing.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Denzel Washington, Training Night.
Okay.
Horace D'Alanzio for In the Dark of the Moon.
I don't know who that is.
Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
And for Well Story, The Heen.
Oh, I got a chance.
And the Oscar goes to...
Oh, hold on. Brad, can you come here for a second?
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
How do I look?
What the hell's happening?
You look great.
I don't know. Thanks. He just walked off the stage.
He's like, is it too much? Is it too little?
Where'd he go?
Who is that? I'm presenting Best Actor right now.
I know. My bad. I just want to know if I, you know.
Is this going out live?
How do I look?
So. You look great.
You know, I just.
What are you hoping to hear?
Hey, guys, I'm just holding that envelope out there like an idiot.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Hey, good luck.
And the Oscar goes to...
Oh, come on.
Hold on.
What?
Brad, can you come here for a second?
Yes.
Okay, the shoes. What do you think, huh? What do you think of the shoes?
I think they're, I mean...
They glow in the dark.
Camera 3, show what's happening in the wings.
They glow in the dark, huh?
Camera 3, want somebody a little more upscale. I mean, this is...
What do you mean upscale? It's got me $15,000.
Really?
Kind of like a bro fashion moment is
what's
what I'm
happening?
Saying.
Come on, what do you think, huh? What do you think? Yeah? That look good?
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. Okay,
okay. Who's the guy in the zoot suit?
And the Oscar goes to... For the fourth time in the last 5 years.
Oh my God, it's got to be me.
The Heen.
Oh! All right, first of all, big thing. This is super important. Mom, thank you.
He's giving the speech from his seat.
What You're
the?
Welcome. Oh, wait.
Thank you. And then the cleaning.
All right. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, no. I really
want to finish. Kanye West gave one of the greatest performances of all time.
Wait.
I'm going to let you finish.
I need to thank my cleaning guy.
You're playing me off? You're playing Kanye off?
Kanye, please come over here. How do I look? Huh?
What fabulous, think? Man.
Thank
fabulous.
You. Thank you. Holy shit, Kanye.
Where do I get a pair of those?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You just go on Amazon. You just
I'm going to take yours.
Oh, yeah, you got
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to take yours.
Yes, sir.
Amazing dong.
Thank you. Thank you. You say dog or dong?
Dong.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Again, dog or dong?
Dong.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Next up, best animated short.
Welcome back. We've got the Heen today, a four-time Oscar winner. Man, oh, man. What do the other actors think that are in your category these days? Do they think they have a shot? I mean, you're just unstoppable.
I really feel like they think that I've somehow rigged the system. I get a lot of dirty looks from Anthony Hopkins.
But yeah, follow-up question regarding the system. Uh-huh. Some say that it's a quality performance. Others say you made some sort of deal with the devil, like maybe you're using his taint as a salt lick.
Oh, God, no. No.
So that didn't happen.
That did not happen.
That rumor is online.
That rumor is incredibly inaccurate. There is not a shred of truth.
So no deal with the devil.
James.
Satan, listen.
James. It's award just season is upon us.
I know. It's just that part of the deal was that people wouldn't know this. It takes some of my thunder away.
James, less talk, more licking my taint.
I feel like part of the deal should be that it's our secret what we're doing.
You don't decide the deal!
Okay.
Hey, pardon me, Satan. There's a problem with the elevator in Sector 4.
That's part of the whole thing.
That's why I brought it to your attention.
It's part of the experience.
Oh, yeah.
It's the problem.
Oh, then it should be a problem.
The problem should be a problem.
I should leave it alone.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Are we good here?
We're just going to be stuck in here for a little bit longer. Is that right? Or
I don't know. It's hell.
Okay.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah, me too.
It is hot as a fuck in here. Maybe, I have got to get out.
Maybe this is your guys' version of hell.
What?
Maybe.
His breath stinks.
You guys want
to...
Yeah,
that would add to the hell.
Oh, man, I got to take a shit.
If things start going right, that's when you know you're not...
I got to poop bad.
You can't poop in the elevator because there's no toilet, no.
What floor did you want?
I'm going all the way back down. So I got to...
Back down.
Back down,
yeah. From hell.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man, I got to let this boy slide out. Oh.
Ah! Oh my God.
That's an anaconda.
How do you know your poop's gender?
That's an, I know it's inside me.
I see.
And the nominees for the Hell Awards are.
Come on.
Satan for Fury.
Yeah.
Satan for Wrath.
Yeah.
Satan for being a meanie.
Yeah.
And Kyle for. Fingernail pulling.
Damn, I didn't get nominated.
And the Hell Award goes to Kyle. Wow, this is an upset.
What the
Kyle,
fuck?
Come on up and accept your award, Kyle.
I'm sorry, Kyle can't be here. He's getting his skin removed, so.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. No, we know Satan won all the awards again. Satan has a special guest with it. This
you can't see him because his head's so far up my ass. But up my ass, I got 4-time Oscar Award winner, the Heen. Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm sorry to say this, but
why are you sorry?
I gotta stop acting.
Oh, don't do this.
I have to.
Don't do this to your mother and me.
I'm sorry, but there's no chance. I mean,
you've been out in LA 6 years. What's the big deal?
You
can't give up.
I'm gonna give up.
We need you to. We need you to keep going.
You're Missouri zone.
I know. Look, I'm gonna open up a law firm / paint business and then just go.
We've been
just,
over this.
Just do what everyone else does.
You can't pass the bar 7 times. You've tried.
Maybe the 8th time will be my ticket in.
Right, and then you'll open up the law shop.
Yes.
And cut. Really nice scene, everybody. Really, really nice scene.
Thank you. You know, I was thinking of something, though. When I'm saying I'm opening up the paint shop in the law firm and all that, I'm wondering, what's my drive with it? You know what I mean?
Can I get some powder?
Of course.
Sorry, is this a motivation conversation? Because I could be doing something.
I think you should all listen to this motivation conversation. Yeah, frankly, sure. When you have any questions, I need you to always put your gaze up to the poster of the Heen. He's the greatest living actor of our generation.
Yeah.
What would he do? You know, what would inspire him?
What would the Heen
do? And here we go. And action.
Mom, Dad, I got some bad news.
What's going on?
I think I'm going to quit acting.
No, you can't do that to your mother and I.
Yeah, it's just not working out.
Oh.
I think I'm going to open up that law firm / paint business.
I'm sorry, Steve. You said actors don't yell cut, but who's he supposed to be looking at in the scene? There's no connection at all.
That's a great question.
I don't understand.
Who are you? Elliot, I can't believe you just did that.
I'm so sorry.
It was the first time I felt like the cameras were actually on me.
They weren't.
And I was killing it.
Well, I was trying to save both of us a little bit of time.
Oh, were you? Thank you, patriarchy. Ugh.
I love you.
Okay, I see what's going on.
Do you know how much
here.
He's making for this movie?
I do. I see what's going
how
on.
How much?
Here.
Because I don't know.
It's an unfair wage.
Look, okay? None of us here are the Heen.
No.
And I think we're all suffering a bit because of that. We all feel
every
like we're lacking.
Time with the Heen. Man, oh man.
He's the world's greatest
actor. Might you do one movie with him? It was great.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
The Welsh story was fantastic.
I learned a lot.
See the reason the movie's great, though? Or is the Heen the
just
reason?
Saying, it was a collaboration of efforts.
Yeah. Right. Is there any way we could get more Brits to take our jobs, by the way?
Wow.
Is that possible?
Yeah, wow.
Right? Every television
maybe
show.
Maybe do a little more Circus. Fucking theater.
There's fucking clotted cream at Crafty.
Please. Why?
That's fucked
up. People fucking love it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you look familiar.
No.
No, you do. Where do I know you from?
It's probably just we shop at the same Ralph's or something like that.
Which Ralph's do you shop at?
Lincoln in Venice?
No. Are you an actor? You must be an actor.
I was in the movie The Well.
The Well. No, I don't think
it was
I saw
a pretty popular. I won an award.
Where do I know you from?
Well, I've gotten 3 Oscars.
You guys want any hot bananas? Or
I'd love some hot bananas.
I'm not with this person.
Oh.
Actually, please don't sit here.
Hey, can you tell me how you heard about us?
Huh? Through the zoo.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It's the only option at the zoo, so
got
that's
it.
Why I'm eating here.
And that's why we're all here. Bye.
Well, this yogurt is piping hot.
I was just sitting by myself, really. You should just go for the spaghetti, because everything except that is disgusting.
I got to be honest. You were the Heen, right?
I am the Heen.
I mean, I knew who you were.
Okay, well, why did you play coy?
I don't know.
Well, honestly, somebody's going to be sitting in that seat soon, so.
Is it Horace DeLanzio?
No, it's my mother, and if she sees you sitting here, it's going to be weird for both of us.
Okay. Well, best of luck, man. I hope everything works out.
What's your favorite movie of mine?
Who the fuck is this clown?
Oh, Mom, this is just a...
What, who is who?
I didn't ask his name yet.
Who are you? We're trying to have a private conversation. You could ABC your way out of it.
Okay, well, look, I just wanted to...
You got a pretty face.
Well, thanks.
No, Mom. This is my fan.
I'm not a fan. I just
you're
knew
my
you
fan.
Were.
Okay.
Come here, I'll sit on your lap, okay?
Please don't, Mom.
I'll sit on his lap. I got some bad news about your daddy, James.
Wait, don't share this here.
It's okay. He's cocking in here. He doesn't mind.
What happened? What happened with his dad?
This isn't your business, sir.
The Heen invited me back to a home state. I thought he's going to go on a journey. Self-discovery was just to introduce me to this man that we've known. That he was like, are you the father? Apparently he was surprised to all of us. We had a hot and heavy 3 months. My son, meanwhile, was filming with... What were you filming?
We were doing...
On the set of something or other.
The Well.
I come back to get my wigs. He don't even call me twice. It's my father. I'm on the market. I hate him. I like you. Let's do the math. Where's the hot banana?
Oh, don't order the hot banana, please, Mom.
I'm ordering a damn hot banana.
You want to get out of here and see some bonobos?
Yeah, those are the freaky ones, right, honey?
Yeah, they're the craziest socks in town.
That's scene two.
We can drop in there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, parents! Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our final scene today comes from Andrew in the UK, who wrote, Morning Alchemist, thank you for being my go-to podcast when I need something to make me laugh. I have a scene suggested. Experienced wedding photographer becomes increasingly impatient with the helpful shot suggestions from the bride and groom. Sincerely, Andrew from the UK. Okay, so this is like a jungle background. If I could just set you guys in front of it for starters, that would be great.
Okay, we trust you.
Yeah, well, great. Yeah, that's what you're paying me for.
Yeah.
Okay. Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want
to
stand...
You can call me the bride if you want.
Oh, that's probably more professional. If the bride could stand closer to the groom for this shot...
Oh, we want to have a little bit of space between
We're making a mistake.
Shot. Sorry, Chris? The groom?
Yeah. No, a little space between us, please.
Yeah, just a little space.
Sure. Absolutely. Whatever you two want... That's what we'll do today, okay?
I mean, what we want might not be what we get.
I think that's exactly what's happening here.
I agree.
Sure.
Oh, something we agree on. Hmm.
You don't always get what you want. I believe that was the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't always get what you want.
That's right.
Ain't always going to get what you want.
Can you take the photo?
Can you just take a picture, please?
Sure. Here's what I want, ain't gonna get it. I think that might be...
Yeah, here's what you want, I ain't gonna get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What song is that?
It's just one of my songs I like.
You guys both know it?
All right, Big Smiles?
It's my day. It's my day, okay, right?
And smile. And
it's your day.
I'm not smiling.
I'll smile.
Okay, now, if I could get you two to look at each other, just gaze into each other's eyes.
No, thank you.
Just look at each
other.
It's going to be a hard one for us.
No, we're not doing that one.
Bride, groom? Bride or groom?
What do you mean, bride or groom?
Okay. We're not getting married. No.
What do you mean?
No, I'm asking you, what side?
We are not getting married. We came as friends, and we're going to leave as friends.
We came as friends, and we're leaving as friends.
He's not the bride.
I'm not paying anything for this wedding.
Not me neither, honey.
Bride, what's...
Is there a cocktail hour?
Isn't there a cocktail? Where is it?
The bride or groom.
You're
which
trying
side
to marry us right now? We're no. friends.
Who do you know
we
in the bride?
We tried it out about 15 years ago.
And we might try it out again. We might, you never know. Not today.
But not today.
Do you have an invitation?
No, mine's
absolutely
in the car.
Yeah, mine is also there.
Would you mind grabbing it so I can direct you?
I can't.
Yeah, we had our car valeted, so it's like we don't have it next to us. But we're with the we're
it's
with
not
the group.
Our car.
We're
we with just the, we came together, but we're not together.
With
together.
The groom, we're yeah, definitely we're with the groom.
Oh, with the groom.
We're with the groom.
Okay,
sir, you understand. Your daughter's just difficult to be around.
Uh huh.
And
but you did get her pregnant, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
you guys are
you got
having
me there.
A baby.
You got me there. It just feels like there should be more. We don't like each other. Did you guys like each other when you got married?
Of course we did.
Okay.
Well, we got to know each other better.
We loved each other.
Sure, sure.
And I appreciate you footing the bill on this. I mean, you're obviously a very wealthy man.
I made him bang for the damn thing. Might as well have the damn thing.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just...
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, you look so pretty. You shouldn't be in the same room.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine. We've already seen each other.
We've seen each other.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Debbie.
I was just saying that this is a bummer.
It is.
This is a real fucking bummer.
What? But this is your wedding day.
We've got everybody here. We paid for the damn thing. We might as well do the damn thing.
I know.
Is that really the attitude that you want your daughter to have on her wedding day?
Look, we paid for the best photographer. He's done so many jungle shoots over the years. And I want to get a shot of everyone. We'll get your parents in.
Okay.
We'll get Deborah and me and Mrs. Carlskud and and everybody from the wedding party, all right?
Okay, Dad.
Can we get a shot?
Yeah, absolutely, okay, sir.
All right.
You're flipping the bill. Let's
you're the
get
host,
this.
Right?
I am,
you're
yes.
kind of running this thing.
Yes, I am the wedding planner.
Can you get all of our family members together? We're going to take one big group photo.
Yes, I actually just had...
Everyone can gather by the fountain?
Just something to talk to you about.
I yeah, what's up?
Wait, what are you talking to him about? You could talk to both of us.
I understand, but there's a couple from his side that I thought he should be aware of.
Oh, uh-huh. God, your people?
It seems that one of your family members or friends has brought ketchup into his coat pocket, and he seems to be eating it out of his coat pocket. Just so you know, I thought it was blood at first, and I alerted the EMT, but it was ketchup.
Just so you know, that
you gonna share or what?
I don't want to get caught. I don't want anybody to see it.
Oh, I saw him. He saw you.
He saw me. And he
I
not-
saw him see
oh,
you.
Shit, then we better drink it all here.
Oh, I'm feeling those old flames again.
Oh, me too. We should.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're taking a group photo. You have
right here?
Yeah, what do I have?
You have some ketchup on your face.
That's not ketchup. That's fancy makeup.
It's lipstick. Okay,
that's fine.
That's lipstick.
That's fine.
That's expensive NARS lipstick.
Either way, it's on your cheek, so you should just know that it's
I we're kissed her.
Because we kissed.
Because we ended up, it ended up all, yeah, you, the way you talked to us earlier, you got us thinking maybe we do love each other.
Maybe there's something here after all.
By me asking you what side of the bridal party got you guys thinking about, it doesn't matter. We are taking a group photo.
Oh, great. We'll be right there. We'll be
fantastic. Right there. We're doing it right in front of the church. So just come out there. You should see right by the lion enclosure right to the right of that. Okay.
Okay. We'll be there in a minute.
All right. Thank you.
Give me a squirt.
So
okay, everyone just line up.
The jungle background set up. That's not what. How? Where?
Talk to me.
Why?
What's going on?
The jungle.
I'm getting some vibes.
Why jungle?
Because I feel like in the jungle you can get lost and you can be free, and I feel like maybe that's what you want.
This guy was shooting endangered black rhino was in Tanzania 3 days ago.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now he's here for our wedding.
Roger, you called, you pick up a phone, I'm here.
It's a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Let's just get this thing over with.
Okay.
By the way, I had the receipt from the airfare.
Great.
I'm going to get that to you. Yeah, so if everyone could just gather here, tell me.
Do you mind if we do like a funny face?
Who's talking?
I am.
What's happening?
Can you see me?
Where?
Oh. I'm behind. Hello.
It's Brooke. Oh. It's Brooke.
Hello. Hey, Brooke. Do you mind if we do a funny face?
Brooke, I do mind.
Let's do it then, huh?
Brooke has a YouTube channel. She's really funny. She's one of my best friends.
Okay.
Hi, Brooke.
Hey, hello.
She's funny.
Let's do a funny face. And then let's do like a flash mob.
Yeah, I like that.
Huh? Okay. I didn't plan it. Roger? I didn't plan it.
Roger, what's happening?
Sure.
Sure. Your niece or nephew, Brooke, is going to run the...
It's my friend, Daddy. It's Brooke. You know Brooke, Daddy.
I know Brooke.
She's the funny one. She always does those
Daddy's
videos.
Daddy's watched Brooke's videos.
We all have.
Okay. Over 15 million views.
Wow. I was in Tanzania 3 days ago.
Nobody was watching. Let's do something
that's funny. Yeah.
Let's do something funny.
Let's do something funny. Okay, Brooke, what do you think?
What do you think is funny?
Because
I clearly don't know what's in your head.
I can draw faces on people's knees.
Who's that?
Dear God, who are these people?
Sir, put your gun down. Put your gun away.
I will shoot you. I'll shoot you in the goddamn head.
They're with me.
No, thank God.
Oh, this is your family.
I guess if you have to put a word on it.
If you have to put a word on it, I guess it would be family.
You got a pocket full of ketchup.
That's not ketchup.
It's not full.
It's less than 3 ounces and it's safe to travel with.
Brooke, so listen, we need a fucking Hail Mary from you.
You got it.
Do your Brooke magic.
You got it.
Pump it up.
Brooke, let me know when you're ready to have the photo taken.
All right, great. Okay,
taken.
Let me get right next to you. Okay, so everyone, look at me, and your name was?
Keith.
Duncan? Okay, so what we're going to do is Duncan Chris, here is going to he's going to take a photo of all of us, right? Do you mind if
this
I just pick up the camera for a second?
Sure.
So what we're going to do, and Duncan, just stay behind me.
Keith. So crazy.
Let's everyone here, let's all put our hands together, and let's all just go,
oh my gosh, that was fun.
Duncan?
That's Keith.
Well, but anyway, I'd really like to get some pictures that we can remember the wedding by, because these ones all look like a frat party.
Great. So if you
know that my
have Brooke stand down for the rest of my life.
Listen, I'm not in charge of Brooke. We're paying you to take pictures.
I'd love to take back control of the photo.
Please do.
Hi, excuse me, everybody. Deborah and I decided to do things a little different.
Tell him.
We're not going to go walk into the church and do the whole deal.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm taking out the vows that I had written previously. I'm ripping them up before you.
Oh, my God.
I have some new things to say.
What?
And I'm going to say them now.
Stop him. Stop him.
Roger. I hired Sting to do the ceremony.
Send him back.
Daddy, he's got something to say.
First, I got to thank Brooke. Where are you?
I'm here.
You're so funny.
Crazy.
I'm here with Duncan.
You're so crazy. And that beep 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 a doop song?
Yeah. I just made that up.
I know you did. And it sparked something. It reignited the feelings I had when I first met you at that bar.
18 million views.
Yes.
Already? And we had a one night stand. You got pregnant.
Yes.
We're getting married.
Yes.
That usually does not make for a happy circumstance.
Correct.
But then I added a little beep bop booty boop to my soul, and I can see a future with you, Debbie.
I can see one with you, too. And we're having like this big party with all of our friends. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
Sting.
Yeah, why is it?
They don't want to use you.
What do you mean?
They don't want to use you.
What's that? Use me?
Yeah, I mean, well, as the, you know, they're going
to. You mean I don't need to go on? Because that would be aces with me.
Oh, mate. Right. Yeah. They
so
said,
no show.
The groom decided to. Right.
Well, the agent's already received the check, so I don't really care.
Sting? Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm the bride's agent. There's a young YouTuber named Brooke who would love to do a skit with you.
A skit?
For her channel.
Right. And
do we. Yay or nay?
Do you want to bring her in?
17 million subscribers, Sting.
Oh, color me fascinated. All right, bring her in.
Brooke? Hi.
Are you Brooke?
I am Brooke. Right, oh, my gosh. Right. Julian?
Sure.
Oh my God, how are you?
You can call me whatever you like. Yeah.
This is crazy. Oh my God, there's so many sandwiches on that platter.
Have a sandwich, love. Oh, you could use one.
Thank you.
Well, you're about 90 pounds.
Right. I'm only 3'2".
Okay. Don't know what that means.
My height. So, I was thinking
are
that...
Are you 32 years old?
No, I'm only 3'2".
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm thinking is
have
that we...
Have a sandwich, love.
Thank you. So, right. What I'm thinking is...
So, how did you get onto YouTube?
Well, I took a video with my phone, and then I uploaded it,
hold
and
on.
Then...
Hold up. Slow down, mate. I'm writing this down. So, you took a video with your phone?
Uh-huh.
How's that work?
You just hit record.
Okay.
And then I uploaded it, and then...
Does your phone need to be on?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I got sponsored by Fashion Nova. And then I got... And
Fashion who?
I got sponsored by Fashion Nova, and then that's it.
Okay. And then what were we doing?
So I was thinking we could do something really funny.
Come on, let's have sex in this room. Let's have sex in this room.
What's happening?
Whoa! Oh my God!
Sting?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Sting!
You might not remember this, but we got married and you played at our wedding 15 years ago.
Of course I remember.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
You guys are still together?
Oh, yeah. No, on and off.
Deborah, let's have sex in this room. Let's have sex in this room.
Oh my God.
Oh, Sting?
Say.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Was this your skit, Brooke?
No, I was thinking that we could do
that
funny
everyone
faces.
Was going to fuck and you and I were going to talk.
No. Mrs. Carver, let's have sex in this room.
Okay, this is so romantic.
What's going on here?
I was told that I'm not performing and yet you're all coming in.
Well, we'd still love it if you sang.
Did you want the room?
Because
I can fuck off back to the hotel.
No,
we're paying for you. Hang around.
I'm just going to jerk off in this room. I'm just going to jerk off. What the hell?
Jesus Christ, you're the wedding planner.
Come on in.
Sorry, mate. On the way in, you were talking to yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
I said you were going to jerk off in here.
Yeah. I was looking for the curtains.
I was just saying you were going to jerk off and your hand was down your pants and your dick was hard.
Hold on. If there's one thing I learned today.
Yeah, what's that?
Being a groom, reluctant groom, is that...
Whoa.
No, earlier.
Ouch.
I was reluctant. So were you.
I was too, but I don't like it when you say it to
Fair
a
Fair enough. But here's what I learned.
What'd you learn, mate?
Is that there's no more need for judgment.
Oh, right.
If you want to jack off, if you guys want to have sex, if I want to make love to my wife...
And my baby,
while Sting sings us a song...
In my body. We fucking do it. In my body.
Right.
That's right.
So now the show is back on. Is that what I'm hearing?
And Brooke?
I think this is the show, honey. Sting, yeah. I gotta say, I think you got star quality.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Right.
I love you, Sting.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that.
I also love you name yourself Sting.
It wasn't easy.
That's a badass name.
You know, is it a verb or a name?
I tried to rename myself. Nobody wasn't sticking on.
What was it? What did you try to rename?
Slap? Yeah. It's Barbara Sting.
Let's give it a go. Hey, Slap.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Great.
Good to see you, Slap.
Good to see you, Sting.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
feels good.
I feel like Slap works for you.
Yeah, I feel like Sting is so good on you. It's no Sting.
She didn't look much like a Slap to me.
And what was your name, mate?
My name's John.
John?
That's John. John. That's John.
Well, that fits you.
Right?
Because it's forgettable. Do you know what I mean?
What?
And do you?
Bam,
know
Sting.
What I mean?
No.
And by the way, I'd like everyone to know that you're all getting a DVD. I've hired the best videographer in the business. He used to do security for the zoo. So everybody's going to get a shot of the wedding video.
Thank you.
That's so nice. You probably saw me roaming around. But
oh, wow. Yeah, I was wondering. Y'all's camouflage.
Uh-huh.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat. I was next to you in the potty zone, and you were taking the biggest dump I ever heard.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that on that DVD.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
And that's our show. Well, thank you all for listening and joining us here. Remember, if you'd like your scene suggestion turned into that, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Joey Greer, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be.
All right, thank you. And folks can find you on the interwebs.
At Jebby Greber.
I don't know what that means. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me back again. Oh, gosh, it's great to be welcomed.
Hey, did you have a good time at Sketchfest in San Francisco a couple weeks ago?
Oh, my God. It was the best Sketchfest I've ever been to.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people showed up.
I guess
we should thank them.
Thank everybody who came and saw us. It made us feel really good to have a packed house to perform at the Punchline. And honestly, that was the first time I've gotten to be in the presence of you doing stand-up. You did an awesome job opening the show.
Oh, my goodness. Was that what that was?
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome.
Welcome back to Winging It. Yeah,
none of that was written.
The joke that I called myself out on for being a 41-year-old joke was, in fact, at one point written, but 41 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, that my grandfather worked on the Golden Gate Bridge, gave his life. Not while working on the bridge. Back then, if you didn't have the toll, they shot you. yeah, see? Still works 41 years later, but thank you. And now you're seeing me do sit down. Craig Kakowski, Kakao.
That was so much fun, San Francisco. One of the top five sketch fests I've ever been to. five or six, I'd say. At Kakowski on Twitter, C-A-C-K-O-W-S-K-I. At C Kakowski on Instagram, C-C-A-C-K-O-W-S-K-I.
Vanessa Ragland, DynastyChartBetter.com.
Yeah, go check it out. We got all sorts of cool stuff. We're going to do a lot of great things this year. Life is good. Be nice to each other.
Yeah, please be nice. Yeah. Don't forget that part. Chris Alvarado?
Yeah, man, sketch fest was so much fun. Also, I just love the art that everyone's sending our way to our Instagram stuff. It's like flattering and exciting and all of it all at the same time. So keep doing that, please.
Yeah,
you're so inspired to do
so. Keep posting it too. We love our fans' contributions in a big, big way. Good point. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. We're loving you. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Until next time.
Only get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford, doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, friends. I'm Danielle Robé.
And I'm Simone Boyce.
And we're here to introduce you to The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more. We'll hear from celebrities, authors, experts, and listeners like you.
Whether it's relationships, friend advice, or figuring out how to navigate life's transitions, big and small, we'll talk through it together.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.